A year after the historic Los Angeles fires, survivors share lessons from the burn zone in the era of mega disasters. Language fails us. We reach for an adjective, the worst storm, the deadliest flood, the largest wildfire, but even the superlatives come up short. What words, after all, can convey the scale and ferocity of the fires that devastated two very different Los Angeles communities? 1 year ago, the lead up to Southern California's winter had been the driest on record. The Santa Ana winds were topping out at nearly 100 miles an hour. On the morning of the 7th of January, those winds began fanning a brush fire on the bluffs above the affluent Pacific Palisades neighborhood, and within an hour, towering flames were consuming homes. That evening, 26 miles away, another wildfire started spreading from Eaton Canyon into the unincorporated community of Altadena, prompting frantic evacuations throughout the night. Where words feel most inadequate is in articulating the loss, even for those grieving only homes and possessions and not loved ones. Support for photographer Gideon Mendel's work on this story was provided by the Center for Contemporary Documentation. Sale extended, save up to $20. Plus, for a limited time, get bonus gifts and issues with all Nat Geo subscriptions. See subscription options. Nearly 60 square miles burned and 100,000 people were displaced. Now many are holding on to what they found, in their homes and in themselves, after the flames had passed. When Marla Peppers, here with son Ryan Shoup and husband Rick Shoup, saw flames on the ridge above her Altadena home, she recognized the threat before the rest of her family. "Pack, pack, pack," she shouted. They saved their dog, they lost their cat, their home of almost 22 years, and nearly all their belongings. Today they're among more than. Read more photographs by Gideon Mendel, text by James Ross Gardner, the 17th of December, 2025. In the era of mega disasters, language fails us. We reach for an adjective, the worst storm, the deadliest flood, the largest wildfire, but even the superlatives come up short. What words, after all, can convey the scale and ferocity of the fires that devastated two very different Los Angeles communities? 1 year ago, the lead up to Southern California's winter had been the driest on record. The Santa Ana winds were topping out at nearly 100 miles an hour. On the morning of the 7th of January, those winds began fanning a brush fire on the bluffs above the affluent Pacific Palisades neighborhood, and within an hour, towering flames were consuming homes. That evening, 26 miles away, another wildfire started spreading from Eaton Canyon into the unincorporated community of Altadena, prompting frantic evacuations throughout the night. Where words feel most inadequate is in articulating the loss, even for those grieving only homes and possessions and not loved ones. Support for photographer Gideon Mendel's work on this story was provided by the Center for Contemporary Documentation. Sale extended, save up to $20. Plus, for a limited time, get bonus gifts and issues with all Nat Geo subscriptions. See subscription options. Nearly 60 square miles burned and 100,000 people were displaced. Now many are holding on to what they found, in their homes and in themselves, after the flames had passed. When Marla Peppers, here with son Ryan Shoup and husband Rick Shoup, saw flames on the ridge above her Altadena home, she recognized the threat before the rest of her family. "Pack, pack, pack," she shouted. They saved their dog, they lost their cat, their home of almost 22 years, and nearly all their belongings. Today they're among more than. Read more photographs by Gideon Mendel, text by James Ross Gardner, the 17th of December, 2025. In the era of mega disasters, language fails us. We reach for an adjective, the worst storm, the deadliest flood, the largest wildfire, but even the superlatives come up short. What words, after all, can convey the scale and ferocity of the fires that devastated two very different Los Angeles communities? 1 year ago, the lead up to Southern California's winter had been the driest on record. The Santa Ana winds were topping out at nearly 100 miles an hour. On the morning of the 7th of January, those winds began fanning a brush fire on the bluffs above the affluent Pacific Palisades neighborhood, and within an hour, towering flames were consuming homes. That evening, 26 miles away, another wildfire started spreading from Eaton Canyon into the unincorporated community of Altadena, prompting frantic evacuations throughout the night. Where words feel most inadequate is in articulating the loss, even for those grieving only homes and possessions and not loved ones. Support for photographer Gideon Mendel's work on this story was provided by the Center for Contemporary Documentation. Sale extended, save up to $20. Plus, for a limited time, get bonus gifts and issues with all Nat Geo subscriptions. See subscription options. Nearly 60 square miles burned and 100,000 people were displaced. Now many are holding on to what they found, in their homes and in themselves, after the flames had passed. When Marla Peppers, here with son Ryan Shoup and husband Rick Shoup, saw flames on the ridge above her Altadena home, she recognized the threat before the rest of her family. "Pack, pack, pack," she shouted. They saved their dog, they lost their cat, their home of almost 22 years, and nearly all their belongings. Today they're among more than. Read more photographs by Gideon Mendel, text by James Ross Gardner, the 17th of December, 2025. In the era of mega disasters, language fails us. We reach for an adjective, the worst storm, the deadliest flood, the largest wildfire, but even the superlatives come up short. What words, after all, can convey the scale and ferocity of the fires that devastated two very different Los Angeles communities? 1 year ago, the lead up to Southern California's winter had been the driest on record. The Santa Ana winds were topping out at nearly 100 miles an hour. On the morning of the 7th of January, those winds began fanning a brush fire on the bluffs above the affluent Pacific Palisades neighborhood, and within an hour, towering flames were consuming homes. That evening, 26 miles away, another wildfire started spreading from Eaton Canyon into the unincorporated community of Altadena, prompting frantic evacuations throughout the night. Where words feel most inadequate is in articulating the loss, even for those grieving only homes and possessions and not loved ones. Support for photographer Gideon Mendel's work on this story was provided by the Center for Contemporary Documentation. Sale extended, save up to $20. Plus, for a limited time, get bonus gifts and issues with all Nat Geo subscriptions. See subscription options. Nearly 60 square miles burned and 100,000 people were displaced. Now many are holding on to what they found, in their homes and in themselves, after the flames had passed. When Marla Peppers, here with son Ryan Shoup and husband Rick Shoup, saw flames on the ridge above her Altadena home, she recognized the threat before the rest of her family. "Pack, pack, pack," she shouted. They saved their dog, they lost their cat, their home of almost 22 years, and nearly all their belongings. Today they're among more than. Read more photographs by Gideon Mendel, text by James Ross Gardner of the 17th of December, 2025. In the era of mega disasters, language fails us. We reach for an adjective, the worst storm, the deadliest flood, the largest wildfire, but even the superlatives come up short. What words, after all, can convey the scale and ferocity of the fires that devastated two very different Los Angeles communities? 1 year ago, the lead up to Southern California's winter had been the driest on record. The Santa Ana winds were topping out at nearly 100 miles an hour. On the morning of the 7th of January, those winds began fanning a brush fire on the bluffs above the affluent Pacific Palisades neighborhood, and within an hour, towering flames were consuming homes. That evening, 26 miles away, another wildfire started spreading from Eaton Canyon into the unincorporated community of Altadena, prompting frantic evacuations throughout the night. Where words feel most inadequate is in articulating the loss, even for those grieving only homes and possessions and not loved ones. Support for photographer Gideon Mendel's work on this story was provided by the Center for Contemporary Documentation. Sale extended, save up to $20. Plus, for a limited time, get bonus gifts on issues with all Nat Geo subscriptions. See subscription options. Nearly 60 square miles burned and 100,000 people were displaced. Now many are holding on to what they found, in their homes and in themselves, after the flames have passed. When Marla Peppers, here with son Ryan Shoup and husband Rick Shoup, saw flames on the ridge above her Altadena home, she recognized the threat before the rest of her family. "Pack, pack, pack," she shouted. They saved their dog, they lost their cat, their home of almost 22 years, and nearly all their belongings. Today they're among more than. Read more photographs by Gideon Mendel, text by James Ross Gardner of the 17th of December, 2025. In the era of mega disasters, language fails us. We reach for an adjective, the worst storm, the deadliest flood, the largest wildfire, but even the superlatives come up short. What words, after all, can convey the scale and ferocity of the fires that devastated two very different Los Angeles communities? 1 year ago, the lead up to Southern California's winter had been the driest on record. The Santa Ana winds were topping out at nearly 100 miles an hour. On the morning of the 7th of January, those winds began fanning a brush fire on the bluffs above the affluent Pacific Palisades neighborhood, and within an hour, towering flames were consuming homes. That evening, 26 miles away, another wildfire started spreading from Eaton Canyon into the unincorporated community of Altadena, prompting frantic evacuations throughout the night. Where words feel most inadequate is in articulating the loss, even for those grieving only homes and possessions and not loved ones. Support for photographer Gideon Mendel's work on this story was provided by the Center for Contemporary Documentation. Sale extended, save up to $20. Plus, for a limited time, get bonus gifts on issues with all Nat Geo subscriptions. See subscription options. Nearly 60 square miles burned and 100,000 people were displaced. Now many are holding on to what they found, in their homes and in themselves, after the flames had passed. When Marla Peppers, here with son Ryan Shoup and husband Rick Shoup, saw flames on the ridge above her Altadena home, she recognized the threat before the rest of her family. "Pack, pack, pack," she shouted. They saved their dog, they lost their cat, their home of almost 22 years, and nearly all their belongings. Today they're among more than. Read more photographs by Gideon Mendel, text by James Ross Gardner of the 17th of December, 2025. In the era of mega disasters, language fails us. We reach for an adjective, the worst storm, the deadliest flood, the largest wildfire, but even the superlatives come up short. What words, after all, can convey the scale and ferocity of the fires that devastated two very different Los Angeles communities? 1 year ago, the lead up to Southern California's winter had been the driest on record. The Santa Ana winds were topping out at nearly 100 miles an hour. On the morning of the 7th of January, those winds began fanning a brush fire on the bluffs above the affluent Pacific Palisades neighborhood, and within an hour, towering flames were consuming homes. That evening, 26 miles away, another wildfire started spreading from Eaton Canyon into the unincorporated community of Altadena, prompting frantic evacuations throughout the night. Where words feel most inadequate is in articulating the loss, even for those grieving only homes and possessions and not loved ones. Support for photographer Gideon Mendel's work on this story was provided by the Center for Contemporary Documentation. Sale extended, save up to $20. Plus, for a limited time, get bonus gifts on issues with all Nat Geo subscriptions. See subscription options. Nearly 60 square miles burned and 100,000 people were displaced. Now many are holding on to what they found, in their homes and in themselves, after the flames had passed. When Marla Peppers, here with son Ryan Shoup and husband Rick Shoup, saw flames on the ridge above her Altadena home, she recognized the threat before the rest of her family. "Pack, pack, pack," she shouted. They saved their dog, they lost their cat, their home of almost 22 years, and nearly all their belongings. Today they're among more than. Read more photographs by Gideon Mendel, text by James Ross Gardner of the 17th of December, 2025. In the era of mega disasters, language fails us. We reach for an adjective, the worst storm, the deadliest flood, the largest wildfire, but even the superlatives come up short. What words, after all, can convey the scale and ferocity of the fires that devastated two very different Los Angeles communities? 1 year ago, the lead up to Southern California's winter had been the driest on record. The Santa Ana winds were topping out at nearly 100 miles an hour. On the morning of the 7th of January, those winds began fanning a brush fire on the bluffs above the affluent Pacific Palisades neighborhood, and within an hour, towering flames were consuming homes. That evening, 26 miles away, another wildfire started spreading from Eaton Canyon into the unincorporated community of Altadena, prompting frantic evacuations throughout the night. Where words feel most inadequate is in articulating the loss, even for those grieving only homes and possessions and not loved ones. Support for photographer Gideon Mendel's work on this story was provided by the Center for Contemporary Documentation. Sale extended, save up to $20. Plus, for a limited time, Get bonus gifts and issues with all Nat Geo subscriptions. See subscription options. Nearly 60 square miles burned and 100,000 people were displaced. Now many are holding on to what they found, in their homes and in themselves, after the flames have passed. When Marla Peppers, here with son Ryan Shoup and husband Rick Shoup, saw flames on the ridge above her Altadena home, she recognized the threat before the rest of her family. "Pack, pack, pack," she shouted. They saved their dog. They lost their cat, their home of almost 22 years, and nearly all their belongings. Today they're among more than. Read more. Read more photographs by Gideon Mendel. Text by James Ross Gardner of the 17th of December, 2025. In the era of mega disasters, language fails us. We reach for an adjective, the worst storm, the deadliest flood, the largest wildfire, but even the superlatives come up short. What words, after all, can convey the scale and ferocity of the fires that devastated two very different Los Angeles communities? 1 year ago, the lead up to Southern California's winter had been the driest on record. The Santa Ana winds were topping out at nearly 100 miles an hour. On the morning of the 7th of January, those winds began fanning a brush fire on the bluffs above the affluent Pacific Palisades neighborhood, and within an hour, towering flames were consuming homes. That evening, 26 miles away, another wildfire started spreading from Eaton Canyon into the unincorporated community of Altadena, prompting frantic evacuations throughout the night. Where words feel most inadequate is in articulating the loss, even for those grieving only homes and possessions and not loved ones. Support for photographer Gideon Mendel's work on this story was provided by the Center for Contemporary Documentation. Sale extended, save up to $20. Plus, for a limited time, get bonus gifts and issues with all Nat Geo subscriptions. See subscription options. Nearly 60 square miles burned and 100,000 people were displaced. Now many are holding on to what they found, in their homes and in themselves, after the flames had passed. When Marla Peppers, here with son Ryan Shoup and husband Rick Shoup, saw flames on the ridge above her Altadena home, she recognized the threat before the rest of her family. "Pack, pack, pack," she shouted. They saved their dog. They lost their cat, their home of almost 22 years, and nearly all their belongings. Today they're among more than. Read more. Read more photographs by Gideon Mendel. Text by James Ross Gardner of the 17th of December, 2025. In the era of mega disasters, language fails us. We reach for an adjective, the worst storm, the deadliest flood, the largest wildfire, but even the superlatives come up short. What words, after all, can convey the scale and ferocity of the fires that devastated two very different Los Angeles communities? 1 year ago, the lead up to Southern California's winter had been the driest on record. The Santa Ana winds were topping out at nearly 100 miles an hour. On the morning of the 7th of January, those winds began fanning a brush fire on the bluffs above the affluent Pacific Palisades neighborhood, and within an hour, towering flames were consuming homes. That evening, 26 miles away, another wildfire started spreading from Eaton Canyon into the unincorporated community of Altadena, prompting frantic evacuations throughout the night. Where words feel most inadequate is in articulating the loss, even for those grieving only homes and possessions and not loved ones. Support for photographer Gideon Mendel's work on this story was provided by the Center for Contemporary Documentation. Sale extended, save up to $20. Plus, for a limited time, get bonus gifts and issues with all Nat Geo subscriptions. See subscription options. Nearly 60 square miles burned and 100,000 people were displaced. Now many are holding on to what they found, in their homes and in themselves, after the flames had passed. When Marla Peppers, here with son Ryan Shoup and husband Rick Shoup, saw flames on the ridge above her Altadena home, she recognized the threat before the rest of her family. "Pack, pack, pack," she shouted. They saved their dog. They lost their cat, their home of almost 22 years, and nearly all their belongings. Today they're among more than. Read more. Read more photographs by Gideon Mendel. Text by James Ross Gardner of the 17th of December, 2025. In the era of mega disasters, language fails us. We reach for an adjective, the worst storm, the deadliest flood, the largest wildfire, but even the superlatives come up short. What words, after all, can convey the scale and ferocity of the fires that devastated two very different Los Angeles communities? 1 year ago, the lead up to Southern California's winter had been the driest on record. The Santa Ana winds were topping out at nearly 100 miles an hour. On the morning of the 7th of January, those winds began fanning a brush fire on the bluffs above the affluent Pacific Palisades neighborhood, and within an hour, towering flames were consuming homes. That evening, 26 miles away, another wildfire started spreading from Eaton Canyon into the unincorporated community of Altadena, prompting frantic evacuations throughout the night. Where words feel most inadequate is in articulating the loss, even for those grieving only homes and possessions and not loved ones. Support for photographer Gideon Mendel's work on this story was provided by the Center for Contemporary Documentation. Sale extended, save up to $20. Plus, for a limited time, get bonus gifts and issues with all Nat Geo subscriptions. See subscription options. Nearly 60 square miles burned and 100,000 people were displaced. Now many are holding on to what they found, in their homes and in themselves, after the flames had passed. When Marla Peppers, here with son Ryan Shoup and husband Rick Shoup, saw flames on the ridge above her Altadena home, she recognized the threat before the rest of her family. "Pack, pack, pack," she shouted. They saved their dog. They lost their cat, their home of almost 22 years, and nearly all their belongings. Today they're among more than. Read more. Read more photographs by Gideon Mendel. Text by James Ross Gardner of the 17th of December, 2025. In the era of mega disasters, language fails us. We reach for an adjective, the worst storm, the deadliest flood, the largest wildfire, but even the superlatives come up short. What words, after all, can convey the scale and ferocity of the fires that devastated two very different Los Angeles communities? 1 year ago, the lead up to Southern California's winter had been the driest on record. The Santa Ana winds were topping out at nearly 100 miles an hour. On the morning of the 7th of January, those winds began fanning a brush fire on the bluffs above the affluent Pacific Palisades neighborhood, and within an hour, towering flames were consuming homes. That evening, 26 miles away, another wildfire started spreading from Eaton Canyon into the unincorporated community of Altadena, prompting frantic evacuations throughout the night. Where words feel most inadequate is in articulating the loss, even for those grieving only homes and possessions and not loved ones. Support for photographer Gideon Mendel's work on this story was provided by the Center for Contemporary Documentation. Sale extended, save up to $20. Plus, for a limited time, get bonus gifts on issues with all Nat Geo subscriptions. See subscription options. Nearly 60 square miles burned and 100,000 people were displaced. Now many are holding on to what they found, in their homes and in themselves, after the flames have passed. When Marla Peppers, here with son Ryan Shoup and husband Rick Shoup, saw flames on the ridge above her Altadena home, she recognized the threat before the rest of her family. "Pack, pack, pack," she shouted. They saved their dog. They lost their cat, their home of almost 22 years, and nearly all their belongings. Today they're among more than. Read more. Read more photographs by Gideon Mendel. Text by James Ross Gardner of the 17th of December, 2025. In the era of mega disasters, language fails us. We reach for an adjective, the worst storm, the deadliest flood, the largest wildfire, but even the superlatives come up short. What words, after all, can convey the scale and ferocity of the fires that devastated two very different Los Angeles communities? 1 year ago, the lead up to Southern California's winter had been the driest on record. The Santa Ana winds were topping out at nearly 100 miles an hour. On the morning of the 7th of January, those winds began fanning a brush fire on the bluffs above the affluent Pacific Palisades neighborhood, and within an hour, towering flames were consuming homes. That evening, 26 miles away, another wildfire started spreading from Eaton Canyon into the unincorporated community of Altadena, prompting frantic evacuations throughout the night. Where words feel most inadequate is in articulating the loss, even for those grieving only homes and possessions and not loved ones. Support for photographer Gideon Mendel's work on this story was provided by the Center for Contemporary Documentation. Sale extended, save up to $20. Plus, for a limited time, get bonus gifts on issues with all Nat Geo subscriptions. See subscription options. Nearly 60 square miles burned and 100,000 people were displaced. Now many are holding on to what they found, in their homes and in themselves, after the flames had passed. When Marla Peppers, here with son Ryan Shoup and husband Rick Shoup, saw flames on the ridge above her Altadena home, she recognized the threat before the rest of her family. "Pack, pack, pack," she shouted. They saved their dog. They lost their cat, their home of almost 22 years, and nearly all their belongings. Today they're among more than. Read more. Read more photographs by Gideon Mendel. Text by James Ross Gardner of the 17th of December, 2025. In the era of mega disasters, language fails us. We reach for an adjective, the worst storm, the deadliest flood, the largest wildfire, but even the superlatives come up short. What words, after all, can convey the scale and ferocity of the fires that devastated two very different Los Angeles communities? 1 year ago, the lead up to Southern California's winter had been the driest on record. The Santa Ana winds were topping out at nearly 100 miles an hour. On the morning of the 7th of January, those winds began fanning a brush fire on the bluffs above the affluent Pacific Palisades neighborhood, and within an hour, towering flames were consuming homes. That evening, 26 miles away, another wildfire started spreading from Eaton Canyon into the unincorporated community of Altadena, prompting frantic evacuations throughout the night. Where words feel most inadequate is in articulating the loss, even for those grieving only homes and possessions and not loved ones. Support for photographer Gideon Mendel's work on this story was provided by the Center for Contemporary Documentation. Sale extended, save up to $20. Plus, for a limited time, get bonus gifts on issues with all Nat Geo subscriptions. See subscription options. Nearly 60 square miles burned and 100,000 people were displaced. Now many are holding on to what they found, in their homes and in themselves, after the flames had passed. When Marla Peppers, here with son Ryan Shoup and husband Rick Shoup, saw flames on the ridge above her Altadena home, she recognized the threat before. A year after the historic Los Angeles fires, survivors share lessons from the burn zone. In the era of mega disasters, language fails us. We reach for an adjective, the worst storm, the deadliest flood, the largest wildfire, but even the superlatives come up short. What words, after all, can convey the scale and ferocity of the fires that devastated two very different Los Angeles communities? 1 year ago, the lead up to Southern California's winter had been the driest on record. The Santa Ana winds were topping out at nearly 100 miles an hour. On the morning of the 7th of January, those winds began fanning a brush fire on the bluffs above the affluent Pacific Palisades neighborhood. Within an hour, towering flames were consuming homes. That evening, 26 miles away, another wildfire started spreading from Eaton Canyon into the unincorporated community of Altadena, prompting frantic evacuations throughout the night. Where words feel most inadequate is in articulating the loss, even for those grieving only homes and possessions, and not loved ones. Nearly 60 square miles burned and 100,000 people were displaced. Now many are holding on to what they found in their homes, and in themselves, after the flames had passed. When Marla Peppers, here with son Ryan Shoup and husband Rick Shoup, saw flames on the ridge above her Altadena home, she recognized the threat before the rest of her family. "Pack, pack, pack," she shouted. They saved their dog. They lost their cat, their home of almost 22 years, and nearly all their belongings. Today they're among more than.